we're doing irreparable damage to ourselves, Judge. I've said before, I said this during the torture program, the state-sponsored torture program, first time in the history of America. We've tortured before, but we never had a president of the United States sign a document authorizing it. George W. Bush did. I said, a part of America's power, real power, is its reputation. We have done bad damage to the reputation, to that reputation. Now, I think we're doing irreparable damage to it.
Here's President Macron after it had been established that the IDF attacked UNIFIL troops in Lebanon. Cut number two, Chris, and then the full screen.
It is totally unacceptable for UNIFIL troops to be deliberately targeted by Israeli armed forces. We condemn it. We do not and will not tolerate it happening again.
And then he said, not in front of the cameras, Mr. Netanyahu must not forget that his country was created by a decision of the UN. Therefore, this is not the time to disregard the decisions of the UN. These are decisions to, in which the United States participated, because these are Security Council authorized troops, right, Colonel?
Yes, not Secretary General. This is a Security Council authorized operation, as all peacekeeping operations are. I think UNIFIL's been there about 15 years. Netanyahu's explanation and protest about their presence in inhibiting his troops' ability to go after Hezbollah was just poppycock. Netanyahu's been trying to get rid of UNIFIL for a long time, ever since he's been in power, and he's been unsuccessful, partly because of what you just said. He knows it's a UN Security Council resolution that did it. But now he's in for penny, in for pound, and it's all blood now that he's in for.